from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's time to get back to the sports talk.
All right, let's do this thing. Go!
Sports Daily is on KFH.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Sports Daily here on KFH. Chiefs camp, first day in pads, and wouldn't you know it, Kingsley Suamataya gets first team reps. Okay.
I'm telling you, it's not going to be worked out until, like, maybe week number one. Maybe.
Well, it'll be worked out before then because they'll start practicing. But I get what you're saying. It'll go deep in there. I don't know what to make of it. I don't know what the best case scenario is. Well, I think I do know what the... I think the best case scenario is that Morris and Suamataya are your starting tackles in some combination. I think that would be your best case scenario. But... it's okay. Like, none of this is concerning, I wouldn't say. I had just become a little optimistic with, like, oh, hey, well, maybe Wanya Morris has taken this thing over, which would have been awesome. That would be pretty cool to see. But doesn't hurt my feelings that your highly drafted rookie instead of your highly drafted second year player is turning eyes and getting a start. And maybe it all means absolutely nothing, Tommy. And it's too early in camp, which is the most likely scenario. But hey, we're gonna dissect it anyway. Because there's not a lot of things that we see for the Chiefs that are going to be any sort of weakness. The wide receivers, I am just like, the more and the more I think about it, the more and more bullish I get on the potential for this Chiefs offense this year. Now that we know Rashee Rice, well, we don't know this, but now that it appears Rashee Rice could get delayed and maybe that doesn't even happen for a while, if he's there all year, with Worthy and Brown and Kelsey, and maybe Kadarius Toney is a total gadget player. Like, it's just going to be ridiculous for Patrick Mahomes in the offense. Everybody in the world can see this. Like, we all see this coming, except apparently the Las Vegas Raiders. Now, I don't know who that player was that had the Patrick Mahomes puppet. I don't know how organized that is. What are we doing here? Like, what are you thinking? You can have it. You certainly can't let it get on video that you have it. I've got no problem making fun of the opposition and having fun in the dog days of training camp, but you cannot let that get public that you have that puppet. I mean, come on now. You don't think Patrick Mahomes has seen that by now? You don't think Patrick Mahomes is going to have a little something for you?
Well, did you actually follow the story about what happened, like how it came about?
No, I just saw the video.
Okay, so there's a little bit of background to it where I do think it provides a little bit of context. It doesn't defend it, because if you can't, like, you can't let that be filmed. It was a fan that brought it to training camp. It was not the property of a player on the Raiders. A fan brought it to training camp and was playing with it on the sidelines or behind the ropes, and the players were signing autographs or talking to the fans after the practice or, you know, whatever. And apparently, allegedly, this fan was trying to get players to engage with the puppet, and nobody would, except for one player. And this one player took it like out of the hands of the fan. Of course, in today's day and age, everybody has their phones, pulled out their phones and recorded it. So it, that he should have never done that, because yes, it gets posted on social media. Patrick Mahomes finds out about it, but there was a lot of discussion about like the Raiders have had the, like they brought it to training camp and they've had this in their locker room. No, they didn't have it in their locker room. A fan brought it to training camp. The fan, I'm not trying to defend the Raiders here. I'm just like telling you, like, context is kind of important, I think, in this actual situation.
Trey Taylor, that player, apparently made the puppet say, "I'm a B word." Jad, am I allowed to say that? Is that one clear?
I'd stay away from it.
Okay, I'm a B word. So I mean, I don't care what the tweet, I think, has been deleted. I don't know if it's all been deleted, but it's too late now. Like, I don't, like, even if you're a Raiders fan, like, is that a plant? Raiders fans, you don't know better than that? Like, come on now. What do you think's going to happen now? I mean, Mahomes is going to throw for 1,000 and about 10 touchdowns on the Raiders this year now. I mean, he was probably going to do that anyway. Now he's for sure going to do it. And he'll have something for him, and he'll have fun with it. Listen, personally, I'm glad this happened. It's comedy. It's motivation. I'm here for it, but it's a mistake. And you got to be smarter than that if you're the Raiders or the players. Could you imagine? I don't know. Who's Trey Taylor, right? Is he young, good? I don't know anything about him. Could you imagine being one of the leaders on the team and seeing that video? How do you think that conversation went behind the scenes? Like, are you freaking kidding me, idiot? Like, what are you doing here? Do you know what that's going to mean for us? You know how bad a day at the office that's going to be for us? Like, why are we doing this? I am a believer, and I know some people aren't, all bulletin board material. I'm like, no. Like, let's think of our own lives. We are the most motivated, right? Most of us, especially like aggressive people, driven people, when we feel slighted, right? You get slighted. Somebody doesn't believe in you. It motivates you to be, you know, coaches have been using that trick since the beginning of time, right? Tell the kid they suck so they get mad and play better. That's the oldest trick in the book. Bulletin board material is Patrick Mahomes. Like, for a guy who's, you know, won all the Super Bowls and all the awards, finding motivation sometimes doesn't come naturally. There you go. For at least two of the games this year. Just what a big mistake.
Yeah, but the difference is motivation does come naturally when you're playing the Raiders. That's why I don't.
Sure.
I didn't get really fired up.
Not for Mahomes to, like, you don't think that Mahomes is going to see that video and not have something coming for him?
Well, yeah. Of course he will. No, absolutely. But I don't think it might take the hate level from a 99 to a 100.
Here you go.
Right? Like, it doesn't take it from a 0 to a 100 or a 5 to a 1. Like, it's already basically maxed out. It already was, because it's the Chiefs and the Raiders. They've hated each other since the NFL was founded. That's the way it's always been. There is an inherent hatred between those two franchises. There always has been. And when you put on the uniform for either team, you absolutely despise the other one. That's just the way that it is. There's always added motivation to play the Raiders when you are the Chiefs and vice versa. And so Trey Thomas holding up a puppet of Kermit the Frog, wearing a Chiefs jersey and with the Patrick Mahomes hair, like, whatever, like, yeah, like, that was stupid. I didn't think it was funny. I think it's a tired trope. I thought it was funny when Patrick Mahomes first burst in to the league. Yeah, his voice kind of sounds like Kermit. That was funny 6 years ago. Like, it's nothing new. Like, ha ha ha, he kind of sounds like Kermit. Okay, let's move on.
The dressed up puppet. It's a fan. I mean, from a fan's perspective, that's
so
that's,
yeah, like, I don't, I just don't, but I saw it and I'm like, okay, like, whatever. Like, I don't, for me, that's not like,
yeah, but you're a Chiefs fan.
Bulletin board.
No, but it's, I know, not, but you're a Chiefs, like, fan.
I already hate the Raiders. It's right. Hard for me to hate them any more than I already do. It's not like, wow, I used to have a lot of respect for them, but now I'm really mad now.
No.
Like, it's, I already.
And Mahomes doesn't. Mahomes doesn't think that way either. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying now you've given him a reason to like want to go.
He already had a reason.
Them. No, I know, but now you're giving me another reason to just want to find worthy over the top on that particular safety so that, you know, we can get that moment. He's that kind of athlete. That's what we love about Patrick Mahomes. I have no issue with FanDuel. And I mean, you know, you take your shots. What else are you going to do? You know, the Chiefs are going to beat you twice this year. Like you got to, you know, you've got rival players and all that, but for your, if you're the player and you're just trying to have fun with a fan, I'm not sitting here saying like, I can't believe he did it. I just think it's funny that now we're going to get a reaction in a game somehow from Mahomes about this. I would think, and because he just kind of files that stuff away and he brings it back out later. And I'm here for it. I'm here for all the rivalry stuff. Like, bring it on. I think it's great. You know, let's have some fun in this thing.
The ones that are like head scratching to me are situations when players on rival teams are giving an interview or in a press conference, or they're answering questions from a reporter, and they are, you know, downgrading the Chiefs or Patrick Mahomes, or they're making comments. This was, yeah, like he used the B word or like what, like all of that, whatever. It was an interaction with a fan as opposed to a microphone in his face with the media that, you know, 100% is going to go everywhere and be on every news outlet and ESPN and all of that, right? Like, this was a fan bringing a doll to a training camp practice, and the player was trying to have fun with a fan. Okay. Like, yeah, in today's day and age, yeah, you got to assume everybody has a camera on their phone and they're filming everything. And it's going to go viral, but like, it's different than a reporter asking the guy a question and him calling Patrick Mahomes.
It's different
Mahomes
than, right? Burrowhead. Yeah. Right. I totally agree with all of that.
It's different than the Raiders taking a victory lap around Arrowhead.
Correct. Right?
It's different than all of those other.
It is, you know, but it's situations. but it's something, and it's July 26th, and I would bet you this that this is filed away, and we revisit this during a game in some capacity from Patrick Mahomes. This will be remembered by number 15. That would be my bet. And that makes it better for me. Entertainment value.
I'm not at all suggesting that Patrick Mahomes shouldn't take motivation from it. And I already know that he will, because that's what he does. This is the same guy that was ranked below where he thought that he should have been ranked in, I think, what was it, top quarterbacks in the league, and was counting on his fingers, you know, during a game at one point, a couple years ago. Like, he will pull motivation from wherever he can, absolutely anywhere he can. That's what he does. That's what makes him the greatest. And so I'm not suggesting that he should just, you know, ignore it and not try to pull motivation from it. Do whatever you need to do to win, right? And so I'm fine with that. I just think that I do, as much as I hate the Raiders, I do kind of cut Trey Thomas a little bit of slack here.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you, and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I do too. Because he was just having fun with the fan. But that doesn't change the fact that Mahomes will use it, and that'll be fun for the rest of us. And it's fun. Maybe not. Maybe Trey Thomas picks off Patrick Mahomes and, you know, does a Kermit impression or something. I mean, I'm here for all of it. Just give me all that juice. Like, I like it. That's what I love. And it's, you know, it's July 26th, and we need it. But it was certainly going to get overreacted to yesterday, because that's what happens with anything like the Chiefs. Jerry Jones talking about Patrick Mahomes. Using a Mahomes analogy, what the hell's going on in Dallas? Look, we haven't talked about this at all. Dak Prescott, I don't know if you heard his comments. It's I don't know, man. Like, I don't know what is happening for a team that wins like 13 games every year. This is a disaster brewing here. Let's talk about that as we, you know, make our way around the NFL. That's coming Sports Daily. It's all Brockton Caster. All this football coverage on KFH is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. We'll have an HTO giveaway coming a little later in the show as well. More on the Royals. But we'll talk some Cowboys football, because it looks like a disaster is brewing there in Oxnard, California. That's next on Sports Daily.
...97.5 and 1240 KFH.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.